Fox Sports Radio.
Before the game with Merrill, it is a senior night here at Marathon Park. There is one more home game, a makeup game with Northland Pines, but this was the scheduled senior night, so they're going to be honoring the seniors here in what should have been their final home game of the regular season at Marathon Park. And I thought we could talk a little bit about the seniors and give your viewpoint. You've been with them the entire journey here. I guess let's start with goaltender Ian Corbett.
Ian's been an interesting guy from day one. I mean, there's not a day that goes by at practice that he doesn't have me smiling or laughing, and we're very happy, you know, very impressed with the progress he's made. And, you know, he was a good goalie in the fact that he waited in the wings and he kind of bided his time, even though I think he felt in his heart that maybe his time should have come sooner. But when he finally got his chance, I mean, he's really grabbed hold of that and he's not letting go of that, and he's playing extremely well.
One guy who's given you some nice work at, I guess you want to call it the third line or the grind line, but he's done some nice things, is Eric Schumacher.
Yeah, Eric, too, has just been such a nice surprise this year. And, you know, we had some experience with him earlier, and then he took his junior year off. Kind of got some things in order for him, and he's just come back a different level of commitment, a different level of, you know, his work ethic in the classroom and on the ice. And he's just having a great time. There's times at practice he'll just skate up to me and say, I'm really happy that I'm here. And I'll tell him, well, we're really happy you're here, too. So he's just... You know, he's just been a pleasant surprise. He came to my eighth-hour class today just to pop in and say hi, how are you feeling about the night, and that's a nice thing.
One guy you're really going to miss next year on the offensive end, especially, is Andrew Daniel. He's been a clutch guy for you all season.
Yeah, we've talked about Andrew before a little bit, and if you, you know, as a coach, if you could have a player improve and grow the way you envision for them, Andrew would be that mold. I mean, he came in and he had good work ethic and a good understanding, and he was eager to learn. But what he's done in his 4 years is as impressive as any kid that's ever come through here. I mean, he's just from where he began to where he is now. His skills are so much better. His attitude's always been great, but now he really has the game to back it up.
Another guy who's missed some time with injury, but, you know, it's probably a guy that you expected to see a little bit more from. He gives you flashes of what he could be, but and that's Ben Feck. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, Ben, I mean, he's just, you know, he's like a bundle of energy, especially when the puck is on his stick. And he has this great speed that at times when he decides he's going to utilize that, it's a pretty neat thing to watch. And we worked on a drill yesterday at practice specifically to try to, you know, get some of these forwards to think about using their speed so that when they get a step on a defenseman, they can dip that inside shoulder and come across the crease and get that goalie to open up the five hole. So I told the kids that I'm looking for a goal tonight from someone making that move. And Eric Schumacher told me he would do it, but I kind of think Ben has that in him.
And another guy who may not be the most talented guy on the ice, but certainly gives you 100% all the time, is Austin Cummings.
Yeah, Austin, too, I mean, he's just a coach's dream as far as his work ethic and, you know, the level of respect that he shows himself in the game and his teammates and his coaches, too. He works so hard. You know, he's a big guy, so he's a big body trying to move around in a small space sometimes out there, but there is not a night that goes by that I ever question his effort. And, you know, we've gotten out of him what I expected that we would this year. He's a guy that plays very physical. He's very dependable. He's where he should be almost all of the time, and that's really what we need from him.
Let's talk about the game. I don't think I'm missing anybody, am I?
We have two senior managers, Tara Shepp and Morgan Gehring, and they didn't want me to introduce them tonight at all, but I will, and I'm glad to get their names on the radio, but they've been such a help to us.
Well, talk about what the managers do. I mean, those are the unsung people behind the scenes.
All those managers, they work hard. They get score sheets ready. They get stat sheets ready. They videotape. They run back and forth from the locker room to the game bench, you know, depending on what we need. They're fetching mouth guards and other things we won't even speak of. But they get all the little dirty jobs. They put pucks on the bench and fill water bottles between periods and after. But, you know, mostly for me, they've just been nice company. Being the only female in this kind of male-oriented sport, we're on bus rides and things. It sure is nice to have those girls there.
Let's talk about the play of your team. And one of the problems that you've been facing here recently, and it's really cost you in games, is penalties and staying out of the box. And I'm sure you've talked about that. You know, there's a difference between playing with an edge and taking dumb penalties. And your team is walking that line and sometimes crossing it.
Yeah, we are. And we talked about this, you know, in our last radio interview that the special teams are hurting us. And we really thought that would be an equalizer for us, that we could really excel on both of those, but we need to be on the power play more, and we need to be killing, you know, much less. And it hasn't worked out that way, and, you know, it's not for lack of trying. It's not for lack of teaching. And I talk to the boys, and And I do understand that fine line. I mean, there are a few guys that skate on that edge, and we need them to be on that edge. They need to stay on the right side of it, and they're learning that. It's not always an easy lesson to learn, and I remember as a young player playing basketball growing up, my dad had to pull me off an eighth grade team because of my technical foul. So I understand playing with fire, and I've been there and I've done that, so I sort of have a soft spot in my heart for that, but it really needs to end.
Now, you take out a Merrill team tonight, and in past years, a couple of games against Merrills, you could almost mark down as automatic wins. Not this year. They have more wins this year than that probably the last 5 years combined. What have you heard or what have you seen from them that has caused them to improve so much?
Well, I've heard they've got some new players in, and I don't know if they're foreign exchange students or who they are, but I think they're older players and with some high-level skill. And, you know, no matter what year it is, we always approach this game like any other, and we respect our opponent. But we've been doing our homework, too, and we know that they've, you know, had a much better year. And they're going to come in here, you know, believing they can beat us. So we really need a good effort, and I hope we get it tonight for these senior guys.
That's East Coach Dino Rasmussen back after this. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Marathon Park as both teams have returned to the ice and we're set to start the second period. Saves in the first period for Ian Corbett, 7. For Merrill goaltender Carlo Corbani, 10. And both teams are at center ice. We are down in the east defensive zone on this side for this period of hockey. And we're underway. And Merrill's quickly going to backhand the puck in to the east zone. Lumberjacks send it behind their own net. Romanski has it poked away from him down into the corner. Now he gets it back. Sam dancing in the corner trying to get free from pressure. Puck pinned up against the boards. He kicks it up against the boards and now it breaks it out. Here comes Landon Daniel. Daniel's going to skate it out. It's to center ice. Gets to the blue line. Poked away from him there and he's able to get it back. Try to feed it to his brother Andrew, but it's taken away. Here come the Blue Jays back the other way. They're going to carry it his own. Dancing through traffic and then poke checked away. Nice effort that time by Merrill's Dylan Heller before he had it poked away from him. And the Lumberjacks get it back behind their own net, though. Hard off the boards and out and out of the zone. Merrill will chase it down and try to regroup. They send a long pass ahead too far. Grabbed by Holcomb. He sends it out. McGinnity had it poke checked away from him at center ice. Now it's pinned up against the boards. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and they will. Now McGinnity sends it to center ice. Andrew Daniel carries it in. But it's poke checked away before he can get a shot away. Held in the zone, though, by Landon Daniel. Tried to send it in deep. Lumberjacks getting a change here. And Merrill sends it off the far boards. Held in, though. Feck will send it down into the corner. Tried to get it to Bailey down there. It's sent over to the corner to Austin Cummings. Hops over his stick. Feck will hold it in deep again. Over to the opposite corner where Cummings will try to chase it down. A couple of Blue Jays try to grab it. Austin battles, though, and gets it. Centering pass, though, knocked away by the Blue Jays to the near boards. They look to get it out. It's held in again by Feck and comes to the near boards again, pinned up against near the east bench area. Merrill looks to clear it, but Pascula stepped up and held it in that time. Now Bailey takes a shot wide. Hard shot by Andrew Bailey goes to the far corner. Merrill looks to clear it, held in by Knuckles. He sends it in toward the net that goes wide. All the way around to the opposite blue line, held in by Pascula. Lumberjacks trying to get some pressure on. Can't get many shots on net here, though, during this sequence. Merrill, now it's taken away behind the net again. Cummings tried to center it. His stick got held. Lumberjacks able to hold his own again, but now Merrill's able to clear it. Chased down by Pascula. Blue Jays trying to get a change. Long pass is intercepted. Blue Jays will send it in. Pascula will grab it again and flick it the length of the ice because the Lumberjacks wanted to get a change here, so icing is the call. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. Schumacher takes the draw for East. Merrill wins it. Shot, that was blocked by Krasowski. There's a shot thrown in from the point. Oh, deflected. Just went wide. Merrill holds his own. Romanski gets blasted into the boards face first. No checking from behind there. Wow. And now we're going to get a whistle. Now Sam Romanski's going to get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. That was just a blown call by the official. It was about 2 inches away from my face. And the official was standing right here. He doesn't call the checking from behind. And then Romanski gets it unsportsmanlike for opening his mouth, but I don't blame him. He got blasted into the boards. That was just a terrible call, terrible non-call. But Romanski will get the call for unsportsmanlike, and he goes to the box, and it will be a power play here for Merrill. Lumberjacks grab control of the puck off the faceoff and get it ahead to Landon Dienel. Center ice shorthanded, taken away by the Blue Jays. Sent back to their defenseman. Now pass knocked away. Merrill trying to set up their power play here. Not having a whole lot of success. Now here they come. They'll carry it in. Knuckles tries to pressure the puck. It goes down behind the net. Out to the point. Blue Jays walk it in. Now they get it down low. Back out on top. High slot. Shot thrown in. That goes wide. Blue Jays trying to dig it out. Holcomb battles in the corner. Comes behind the net again. Nick Hoffman out to the point. Now he carries it in front. Now the puck taken away. Landon Dienel with a steal out on top. And the puck is knocked away. We've got two mouth guards out on the ice. Two players have lost their mouth guards here. Most of them don't even put the mouth guard totally in their mouth. They're just chewing on it and hanging on to it. East looking to clear the puck. Can't get it out. Blue Jays with it. Walking it behind the net. Wraparound attempt. Corbett made the save on that, but it's still out on top. Here's a shot thrown in. Blocked by Landon Dienel. Blocked again. Comes in front. That deflects to the corner. 37 seconds remaining on the power play for the Blue Jays. Once again, sent out, and Merrill holds the zone for a moment. Now Landon Dienel able to clear it the length of the ice. East is going to try to get a partial change here on the penalty kill. Andy Cravens goes in shorthanded as the goaltender came out of the net to play that one. Here come the Blue Jays back the other way. Into the zone they come. Centering pass pops up in the air. Corbett's got to go down, try to cover it up. Merrill tried to dig. Corbett's down on the ice. East clears that to the boards. There's a shot. Merrill's own man blocked that one. Puck comes to the near boards now. Blue Jays send it out to the point. He's over. East able to kill it off. Here comes Holcomb out of the zone with it. He gets to center ice and will dump it in deep. And apparently he didn't get far enough because icing is the call against the Lumberjacks. 12:06 to play here, second period, no score. Lumberjack hockey is brought to you in part by Glen Ray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Faceoff's going to come at center ice, so obviously icing wasn't the call. I think it might have touched somebody on the scorers or on one of the benches as they tried to clear that. And that is why the faceoff is coming at center ice. So we've got the line of Ben Feck, Austin Cummings, and Andrew Bailey out there, along with Jack Knuckles and Nick Piscula. Puck comes over to the far boards, and Cummings will knock it in all the way around. Comes out to the point. Piscula walks it in. Now tries a pass down low. Nobody there for East. Puck knocked away. Blue Jays have it. Now it comes out in front. Cummings a shot. That went wide. Turnover in the zone. Cummings got the shot away, and it went wide. Blue Jays look to clear it. Held in by Piscula again. Down into the corner. Ben Feck trying to dig it out of there with one of the Blue Jays. Comes out again. Cummings takes another shot. It's in front. Deflected. Save made by Corbani again. Bailey was in front and might have got a piece of that on net. Puck to the corner again. Feck trying to come out of there with it. Now Cummings trying to battle. He fights through a check. De-sticks one of the Merrill players. Centering pass, Cummings! The shot by Bailey, save made by Corbani. And Merrill able to clear it to center ice. No, held in at the blue line by Piscula. Penalty coming against the Blue Jays, and it's going to be an elbowing call. And the Lumberjacks will get a power play here. Wait a minute, they got Cummings on that? No, it's going to go, oh, they're going to call one on each? They're going to call matching minors on Merrill and East. I saw the first one, didn't see the second. Cummings might have retaliated, so he's going to the box as well. So it'll be 4-on-4 hockey here. Matching minor elbowing penalties. So 4-on-4, they're going to play 5-on-5. It's going to be 5-on-5. Okay, 5-on-5 half hockey. Merrill gets an extra skater out there. So 5-on-5 with the matching minors. puck down into the corner. Off the faceoff, Blue Jays cycle it to the corner, grabbed there by Landon Daniel. East has it in their offensive zone. Holcomb winds up, high shot, and Corbani got a piece of that with his shoulder. It goes to the corner. East controlling it behind the net. McGinnity's got it. McGinnity looking, turns, makes a move in front, tries to get into the slot, poke checked away, and Merrill gets it out of the zone. Knocked back in for a moment by the Lumberjacks, then cleared to center ice, where it's grabbed by Gabe McGinnity. He knocks it back in again. Actually, I think Cummings' penalty is going to be for unsportsmanlike. The Merrill penalty is for elbowing. So it's like, once again, Lumberjacks can't keep their mouths shut out there. Centering pass, a shot, one-timer by McGinnity. He fanned on it on the centering pass. Comes over to the boards. Lumberjacks looking to hold it in, but here come the Blue Jays out. They come into the zone, wind up, take a big slapper that goes wide off the stick of Juuso Valtanen. Behind the net, centering pass by the Blue Jays out to the point. Another big slapper. And Corbett the save on that. And he's able to glove it. A diving save by Corbett. Blue Jays had a man right on the doorstep for a rebound. That was Nick Hoffman who was there and couldn't get a stick on it on the big slapper from the point. And Corbett makes the save and we get a whistle and we are still nothing here with 9:54 to play in the second period. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. And now we get a whistle. Lumberjacks were late getting a skater on the ice. So they've got a faceoff again. Cody Krasowski will take the draw. And it comes right behind the East net. And the puck popped up and out of play, and we get another whistle. Don't forget, doubleheader basketball tomorrow night, East and Everest. Girls and boys hoops from the Everest Fieldhouse. Chris Conley will have the call of those games for you right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Faceoff is grabbed by Krasowski. He's going to carry it out. He's got Cravens with him. He passes ahead. Goes off the stick of Cravens into the zone. Poked away to the boards. Piscula tries to hold it in at the blue line and does for a moment. And then knocks it in deep. He did hold it in. Battle down in the corner. Lumberjacks control it out to the point. One-timer by Piscula. That's blocked. And the Blue Jays able to send it ahead. That's going to be an icing call against Merrill. They didn't get to center ice before they dumped it in. Icing is the call. And East will get an offensive zone faceoff here with 9:21 to play in the second period. And it will be Knuckles and Piscula out there with Krasowski, Schumacher, and Cravens. Puck comes behind the Merrill net, knocked to the corner. Schumacher tries to get it out of there. Sent on net, shot! Oh, save made. Cravens got a rebound attempt, and Corbani made another save on that. I think that was Schumacher that took a shot from a tough angle, and the rebound was there. Cravens got a stick on it, but Corbani made the save. Cravens takes this faceoff for East, knocks it down behind the Merrill net again. Blue Jays grab this loose puck and look to break it out. Here they come. Out of the zone. Knuckles stops that rush, but now here comes Merrill into the zone. Centering pass right through the crease off the stick of Juuso Valtanen. He's got some nice speed for the Blue Jays from that defenseman spot. East able to clear the zone. Valtanen will grab it and send the pass ahead. Into the zone they come. There's a shot that deflects wide off the stick of Nick Hoffman. Merrill with it behind the net. Now out to the point. There's a one-timer. Wrister that went wide off the stick of Matt Ladewig. Down in the corner, Knuckles will grab it. He gets knocked down. Feck trying to get it out. Backhands it out, and it's held in by Merrill. There's a slapper that deflects up over the top and along the near boards. Now it's grabbed by Piscula. He sends the pass ahead. Cravens backhands ahead. They got a man cherry-picking. That's Schumacher. He couldn't catch the pass. And Corbani able to stick it to the boards. Schumacher was way out ahead of the field, but the long pass went off his stick and he couldn't corral it. East able to hold the zone, though. They have it in the zone. Now the Blue Jays will grab it and carry it out. Here they come. Knuckles. Oh, nice move. Merrill comes three. Shoots in a piece of the puck on the save by Corbett. Nice move by Dylan Heller. He's got some speed as well. Now Feck carries it in front, gets knocked down. Puck comes to the boards, out to the point. Merrill putting a shot on. That goes high again. And Corbett makes a glove save on that. couple of good scoring chances for the Blue Jays right there, but they're turned away, and the score remains nothing-nothing. 7:46 to play here in the second period. Merrill with a better record than he's coming in. They're 8-7 overall. Lumberjacks 5-9-1. Landon Daniel takes the faceoff. It comes behind the east net again. Merrill, Cedric pass! Well, they had a man, but Holcomb got a piece of that. There's another shot. That's blocked by Andrew Daniel. And here he comes. He picks up the loose puck. Carries it in. And it's poke checked away before he can get a shot away. McGinnity following will pick up the loose puck. Try to center it. And it's in front. Corbani tries to make a save as Landon Daniel dives toward the net. And we get a whistle with 7:25 to play in the second. Faceoff is going to come to the right of the Merrill goaltender, Carlo Corbani. Or they're going to take it out of the zone? No. It will come to his right. Landon Daniel takes the faceoff. Comes right to McGinnity, shoots! And that deflects up and out of play, and we get a whistle. There are some other games going on around Central Wisconsin tonight. Mosinee is playing Wisconsin Rapids. Wausau West is on the road at Marshfield. East hockey team returns to action Saturday afternoon at Tomahawk. I have that game for you right here. Pre-game show at 1 o'clock. Or 12:45, I think it's a 1 o'clock start for that game up at Sarah Park in Tomahawk. Faceoff comes in front. Merrill looks to clear it. Romanski keeps it on the ice. Shoots! And another save made by Corbani. He was down. He's able to scramble to his feet. Blue Jays grab the loose puck. Send the long pass ahead out to center ice. Grabbed by Romanski again and sent back the other way. That was another golden opportunity for the Lumberjacks right there. Couldn't get it past goaltender Carlos Carboni. He sends it in again behind the Merrill net. Blue Jays look to clear it. Held out on top by Romanski, and he knocks it back in again. Cravens down there trying to dig it out of the corner. Comes out to the point. Romanski winds up, shoots, actually took something off that one. It got through. There's a backhander that went wide on the rebound, and we get a whistle. That deflected up and out of play with 6:36 to play here in the second period. Lumberjack hockey is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Faceoff comes out of the zone after East knocked the puck out of play, but they immediately win the faceoff. Krasowski sends it in. Now it's in the zone, or in the slot. Schumacher grabbed it for a moment, poked away from him, comes out in front, and it's deflected straight up in the air. Lumberjacks able to hold it in. Schumacher knocked it in deep. Battle for it there. Merrill got it, sends it to the near boards. Blue Jays look to clear it, comes out to center ice. Holcomb will grab it there, poked away from him. But Romanski will send it back the other way. Sent into the zone by the Lumberjacks again behind the Merrill net. Still loose down there. Cravens will grab the loose puck. Didn't get rid of it fast enough. Now he tries to dance in front. Poke checked away again. He's got to get rid of the puck. He likes to hang on to the puck way too long. Here comes Merrill back the other way. Into the zone they come. Drop pass. Shot. Deflected. Oh, that just went wide. Puck over to the far boards. Cody Krasowski will carry it out of the zone. Try a long pass. That deflects off a skate and goes into the zone. Andrew Daniel will run it down in the corner. Centering pass in the slot. Shot. Oh, blocker save made on the shot by McGinnity to the corner. He got a good shot away there. Comes out to the point. Knuckles tries to hold it. Merrill clears it out. That'll be an icing call against the Blue Jays here. And we get a whistle with 5:18 to play in the second period. Still no score in this one. Not much time left. A couple of weeks left in the hockey season. In fact, the seeding meeting for hockey is a week from Sunday, February 9th. Merrill wins this faceoff and brings it out of the zone. And dancing around traffic and into the zone they come. Michael Baumann. Baumann down to the corner. Setting. Oh, he had a man. Man wasn't ready for it. He was wide open. Kyle Kleinschmidt couldn't get a stick on that. Shot thrown in. Deflected wide. Puck sent over to the boards. Beck will look to clear it out and does. Cross ice into center ice area. Now sent back in by the Blue Jays. Jack Knuckles needs to run that one down. He gets rid of it over to the far boards. Held in by the Blue Jays in the corner. Battle for it down there. Knuckles comes away with it. Jack avoids pressure. Now gets knocked down. Loses his stick. Feck will flip it up and Andrew Daniel catches it with a high stick. It's going to slide in on net. Merrill will grab it in front of their own net. Goes down into the corner. Now sent behind the Blue Jay net. Take away in the zone by Feck. Out on top to Piscula. He throws it at the net. That deflects. It's in front. And once again, Corbani able to dive on it. And we get a whistle and a big scrum in front of the net. Bodies flying everywhere. And we may be getting some penalties here. Let's see. Officials are skating into the fray here. Let's see what they're going to call, if anything. And it looks like they're just going to let them play on here. There wasn't much of it. Guys got knocked down and piled up in front of the net. 4:19 to play, second period. East gets an offensive zone faceoff here. Schumacher will take it. And will grab it behind his own. It's centering pass. Cravens couldn't get a shot away that time. Romanski will take a hard shot from a tough angle. That deflects over to the other side. Holcomb steps up, takes a shot. That got through, and Corbani makes the save and gets the whistle here. .408 to play, second period, another faceoff coming. And once again, Eric Schumacher takes it on senior night. His would have been his final home game. They've got one more, a makeup game with Northland Pines coming up on February 10th. Blue Jays grab this puck and will carry it out. And they're getting up ahead of steam, making a move. Nice move to get free. There's a backhander. Blocker saved by Corbett to the near boards. Romanski's going to grab it. Send it behind his own net. Didn't get much on that. Now it's in front. Corbin makes a save. Did he cover it up? It's still loose. And it's going to be a goal. Do they call it a goal? No, they're going to wave it off. Well, let me see. Are they going to wave it off? No goal. They wave it off. No goal. Faceoff will come to the right. Merrill was celebrating, thinking the puck was in, but they wave it off. No goal. I think either the whistle came when Corbin had it covered or the net came off. One of the two. It was a mad scramble. They're going over to explain to the Merrill bench why and getting no argument. And so the score remains the same, 0-0 in the faceoff coming to the right of Ian Corbett. That was just an outstanding move made to get free that time by Nick Hoffman. East wins that faceoff and will get it out. Well, I thought they were going to get it out of the zone. No, they didn't clear it. Now Holcomb will grab the loose puck. He sends a long pass ahead to Andrew Daniel. Now they will clear it. It's going to be an icing call, though, against the Lumberjacks with 3:25 to play here in the period. Faceoff coming to the left this time of Ian Corbett. Puck comes right in on net off the faceoff through the crease of the corner. Grabbed by Andrew Dana. Long pass ahead. McGinnity couldn't handle it. And the Blue Jays will grab it at center ice, send it in on net. Corbett sticks that to the corner. Romanski backhands it behind his own net to Holcomb. Trevor looks hard off the boards and out of the zone. Grabbed by McGinnity. McGinnity poke checked away from him at the blue line. It came out. They needed to tag up. Merrill's going to send it the other way. That'll be an icing call against the Blue Jays. And we get a whistle with 2:56 to play here in the second period. Who's going to break through first here and get that big first goal? Merrill thought they had one there a few moments ago, but the official waved it off. Faceoff in the east offensive zone. Ben Feck took that one. Puck comes to the far corner. Along the boards, they try to hold it in. Cummings will send it toward the net. Deflected behind. Battle for it back there. Comes to the far corner. Merrill looks to break it out. Comes out to the point. Knuckles a one-timer. That deflects high and wide. Over to the far boards. Piscula steps up and holds it in for the Lumberjacks. Again, he holds it in with the glove this time. And now we're going to get a whistle. And what do we have? Might be a hand pass. Faceoff's going to come all the way down into the east defensive zone. And it will be Ben Feck to take the draw here for the Lumberjacks out there with Austin Cummings and Andrew Bailey. Puck comes toward the net. It's in front and knocked away and out by Austin Cummings. He clears it. Merrill dumps it right back in behind the net. Jack Knuckles will run it down for the Lumberjacks. Fights through a check and then gets rubbed off against the boards, not before he gets it out to center ice. Now he gets it back and will knock it in deep behind the Merrill net. Feck giving chase. Bailey down there as well for the Lumberjacks. Comes in front. Feck will grab it. Now he'll look. Dancing in the corner. Sends it out to the point. Held in by Piscula. Actually, that's, Nick Piscula. Now we get a whistle. I think it was touched by somebody in the east bench area. So we get another whistle here with a minute 49 to play in the period. Faceoff comes out of the zone here. Landon Daniel takes this draw and slaps the faceoff right into the zone. McGinnity will give chase. Merrill gets there first. Sends it behind the net. Comes out to the point. Holcomb will walk it in. Take the shot. That deflects up and out of play, and we get a whistle. Try it again here. And the faceoff will come to the right of Carlo Corbani. Blue Jays grab this faceoff. Can they get it out of the zone? They will. Comes out to center ice. Held there, though, by Trevor Holcomb. Now it's grabbed by McGinnity. Poke checked away from him. Romanski has it taken away in the zone. Centering pass knocked away by Holcomb. Nice defense by East right there. And now Romanski able to clear the zone. Battle for it. Center ice sent back into the opposite corner by Merrill. Holcomb will run it down. Turn. Look. Long pass ahead. Goes off the stick of Andrew Daniel to the near boards. Down to a minute to play here in the period. Puck comes behind the net. Grabbed by Holcomb again. Long pass ahead. He's got McGinnity. Makes one man miss at center ice. Gets taken down. They play on. Puck sent into the zone. Merrill will try to send it out. Holcomb saves it. Holds it in. Sent in front. And now here come the Blue Jays. They're going to carry it in. Shot goes off Romanski's skate to the corner behind the net. Digging it out for Merrill is Michael Baumann. Puck's in over to the boards. Andrew Dana looks to clear it and does. 30 seconds to play here in the period. Blue Jays run down the loose puck. Stopped at center ice. And here comes Merrill into the zone. Shot. That deflects off a skate to the corner again. Holcomb sends it off the boards. Andrew Dana high off the glass and out. 15 seconds. That'll be an icing call against East. So they'll get one more defensive zone faceoff here with 12.9 seconds remaining in the period. No score. And we're almost done with two periods of hockey here. Both teams have had opportunities. Goaltenders have been pretty good here tonight. Well, can't say pretty good. They've been very good. It's a shutout. Ben Feck takes the drop. Romanski will grab it. He's just going to try to pin it up against the boards if he can and kill clock here. 6 seconds. And now Cravens will try to pin it as well. 3 seconds. Puck does come out. Romanski's going to pin it again, and that's how the period will come to an end. So Lumberjacks just tie up the puck there and kill off the remaining 13 seconds, and the second period is in the books. We've played two. No score here at Marathon Park. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.